Satan is as lazy as he is evil, and trust me, he is very evil. He will not spend a single ounce of effort more than he needs to bring as much destruction to the Christian people. That's why he will reuse things that have worked in the past in the present. So when we look at, for instance, the Paris Olympics, for us, we see something new. Rather, Satan is using an old plan, and if we have eyes to see it, we will know how to prepare. We will explore this in today's video. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, unfortunately, everything that we saw in the opening ceremonies in the Paris Olympics is actually extremely faithful and traditional comparing to its original history. The original Olympics had a history of nearly 1,000 years, from 700 BC to more than 300 AD, happening every 4 years. They were originally pagan worship of their gods and even of their emperor, and they had all types of debauchery going on. Now, it wasn't present in the early Olympics, but pretty soon into it, nudity was introduced as standard for all male athletes. Because of this, when Christianity came about, they also boycotted the Olympics. Now, the Olympics were the culmination of all of Greek and Roman culture. The Greeks and the Romans, because they had so many gods, would have celebrations practically every day of the year in honoring of their god, depending on what city they lived in. Now, to the Greeks and the Romans, the Christians that only believed in one god seemed like atheists because they didn't want to participate in hardly anything. They didn't understand the concept of monotheism. As early as 60 AD, the Roman emperors introduced persecution of the Christians, burning them in the Colosseums where the Olympics would take place. This would happen through Constantine until his conversion in the 300s. Satan is using the same plan once again. Think about what's happening. The Paris Olympics showcased on the most public way possible the new morals of the day. This forces people in a very public way to choose where they stand. There was a recent interview of a Christian YouTuber interviewing various people in Paris about what they thought. Most of them, as you can imagine, thought that it was amazing. They agreed with it. They didn't see anything absolutely wrong with it. With all the Christians boycotting the Olympics, it puts our values out there even more, in contrast to the world's. This is a bomb waiting to explode, and all we need is the fuse. What was the fuse that ignited the persecution of the early Christians? The leader of the empire. So all we need now is the right leader in the right country. So let's say that you have a superpower country, let's say perhaps like the United States, that's about to have elections where perhaps one of those candidates has values that are very anti-Christian. That's all you need. We have early Christian persecution happening, version 2.0. Nihil novum sub solum. The ancient Latin proverb, there is nothing new under the sun. Catholics and Christians, open your eyes and see what's happening again. What are we going to do? Are we going to allow our world to go back to that? Now, some might say that this was a good thing, that this persecution strengthened the early church, that it gave us many martyrs and many saints. Possibly, but we don't see all of those that recanted the faith, that left the faith, that couldn't handle the persecutions. You don't know. You might be one of those. You might be one that's faithful under persecution. You might be one that is not able to handle it and leaves the faith. Persecution is not a guarantee of strengthening the church, even though God can bring many saints out of it. Now, if our country elects a leader that is even more progressive in these types of values, not only will they help them to grow, but they will make them the law. And like in many other countries, say like Canada, the U.S. will become a country where it is illegal for us to put our faith out there in the public arena in any type of real way. If the United States falls, other countries will become even more progressive, and those that are conservative will be forced through financial means to change. We need to take these Paris Olympics as a warning from God. Not only must we boycott them, we must see the bigger picture. What is Satan's plan? Not just these events, but what is happening in our world right now. We must pray in reparation for the sins of these Olympics, but we must also use wisdom to see what could possibly happen and do everything within our power to change it.